Yeah, you know, today, today we scored three goals on set pieces.
Yeah,
you know,
so, yeah.
I mean, you know, you like to, you know, I think we have a pretty physical advantage, and you know, Alex Vogler is a big, tall kid. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, we talked about he should score goals. You know, mm-hmm. and so, you know, it's good to see it. You know, we want to curve around those things. We have a guy who can throw a ball really well. You know, mm-hmm. and we've scored now two games in a row on one of those.
Yep.
You know, so we scored on two, because he had two of those.
Yeah, two today.
First flick, and then he had another one that was all the way across the net to Paul for just a tap in.
Uh-huh.
And, we have an advantage like that. You should be able to practice it and pull it out in a game and make it effective.
Oh, those are huge, yeah. Well, if you can score on plays like that, especially as tight as a lot of these matches are going to be, if you have that advantage over some people, that's big, obviously. So,
And Azmi Sharif is our leading scorer now. You know what I mean? And, like, mm-hmm. you know, he's the other forward. Everyone talks about Paul, but the other guy's pretty darn good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And he's a good possession guy. He's very calm with the ball. He's for as tall as he is. He mm-hmm. gets a lot of turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
And even today, the goal he scored was just, he was just standing in the 18, and he just placed it in the side net. You know, he didn't strike it real hard.
Yep.
He just put it in there. He's kind of the unknown that I don't think a lot of people know, that you know, we don't just have one forward running out there. There's two guys, and then AJ behind him. You know,
some of the guys who maybe expected to have didn't necessarily stand out, but mm-hmm. other people. And that's good. That's what's nice mm-hmm. to have with your team, is that just not, if one guy isn't shining that day, other people are there to step up.
And they had a nice player, number 11. I'm not sure who he is, but he was very nice. And he kept Paul in check a little bit today. You know, he was really dogging him.
Yep.
So that's good. On days like that, we want other guys to, you know, and so.
Yep.
On a day when Paul was, you know, pretty much, covered up, you know, we scored four goals.
That's good.
Yeah. So,
Progress that you've seen from start to where you're at right now, you're happy with that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think we're ahead of schedule. You know, I mean, we're keeping good possession. We're making mm-hmm. good things happen. You know, we're keeping the ball in the other team's half.
Yep.
You know, but I mean, even though we have great defenders on our team, you know, we think we defend best when our offense defends at the top. You know, when we don't let teams serve at us, and you know, so I think we're good enough in the back where, as long as it's minimal service back there, those guys can always handle.
Yeah, talk about those guys in the back, because I mean, everyone talks about. You scored a lot of goals, and people focus on the offense, but those guys in the back, they allow us to get past them, and that's a nice thing for you too. No. I'm just talking about those guys.
Big tall guy, Alex Vogler, in the middle. You know, he's very solid. You know, he reads the game. He's very smart. You know, Tom Budnick is our right back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's very gritty and fast and speedy. And then Marcin is our left back. And you know, going against probably most teams' strong side of where they would attack from.
Yep.
You know, that's really just not a way to attack us.
This team, I thought you guys again showed up. You're playing real well. You get a couple of quick scores. Then Conan comes back and gets a goal. You know, and that that could change the whole dynamics of the match, but to your guys' credit, they respond right away with a goal, and then in effect, took control back at that point.
Right.
So that was good to see, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. I mean, a little miscue back there.
But they quickly made amends for that, and you're back in control. And again, this team, you know, we saw a lot of these guys play last year. They've gotten older, wiser, better skills. And you look like you've got a group that works real well together.
And more mature, I think is the big thing. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. they come to practice every day, and they're ready to work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they understand what we're trying to teach them. And you know, they haven't really embraced everything we've asked them to do quite yet. But we're getting there. You know,
as I said, we've seen we know how good some of these teams are going to be in silver. Mm-hmm. It's going to force everybody to play a high level. But what things have you seen so far? Say, hey, you know, we're capable. Performing with, you know, these are the qualities I like the most. To think that, you know, what things that you're most encouraged about, to think that you guys can be in that spot to battle with those.
We have guys that can finish.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I think any high school coach will say that that's probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can possess, you can be a possession team mm-hmm. all you want. You can defend. You can have a great keeper, but finding guys that can consistently put a ball in the net. You know, and I think we have three or four of those on the team. We're almost blessed. So.
Yep.
So that's our bread and butter. You know, we're excited to come here, and we just got to execute a little patience, you know, because these guys think they can score too, and we just want to always go,
mm-hmm.
go. And that's part of the game we got to work on. Is we got to be more patient. We got to find, you know, good opportunities and not turn it over. Just say we turn the ball over, you know, just a little more than we want to.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to flick through or doing stuff. But you know, you don't want to stifle their creativity. You know, you don't want them to not play really quickly with each other and stuff. And
so,
you know, that's the word we have to describe. You know, because now we're coming from different clubs and we're just kind of melding together now, and it'll get there.
Yeah,
but it's encouraging so far, that's for sure.